This is the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.
Tough questions on killings today and 50 years ago. July 21st, 2016. As a veteran who served active duty during the Vietnam War and who wore a uniform proudly for more than 15 years, including in the Illinois Air National Guard, I have a right to ask this question in the killings of 8 police officers this past month in Dallas and Baton Rouge. What has the military done to respond to the trauma many American soldiers experienced, first fighting in the just war to destroy Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and in the unjust wars that were fought in Iraq and are being fought in Yemen and Syria? Is this a price we are paying for those wars? In East Baton Rouge, the killer of 3 police officers, wounding 3 more, was identified as Gavin Long, an African American of Kansas City, Missouri. Long was a former U.S. Marine who had served from 2005 to 2010, and he had been deployed to Iraq in 2008, according to military records. In Dallas, Texas, the killer of 5 police officers and wounding 9 others was Micah X. Johnson, 25, a reservist working in carpentry and masonry who deployed to Afghanistan once in 2013 and was a former member of an Army engineering company who served in the individual ready reserves. Also, how much responsibility does the NRA, the National Rifle Association, have in these killings? The NRA has bullied anyone who has dared to demand that semi and fully automatic weapons and assault weapons must all be banned from our society, not just the limited fully automatic weapons category. If you are caught with any of these weapons, you should be jailed for life because those weapons have no purpose except to kill human beings. Can I, as a former veteran, ask out loud why there have been no consequences for the U.S. military in our past wars, some legal and many illegal? Or is it unpatriotic to question this shocking development? Military personnel in uniform murdering police officers in uniform? With the Republican National Convention circus getting underway before the circus being organized by the Democrats begins, the murders of police officers will be center stage at both conventions. They should be center stage at both conventions, but that's not enough. What are we going to do about it? Who will we hold responsible in the military for these 2 military uniformed killers? And in this column, I have a second section, 50 years since murder of 8 student nurses. Why is it that so much of what we read is about violence? 50 years ago, Richard Speck raped, tortured, and murdered 8 student nurses on Chicago's southeast side, blocks away from where I lived on Luella Avenue. The murders were horrendous. Police caught Richard Speck, and he was sentenced to death, but he spent the rest of his life enjoying prison life and the love of another inmate as a transgender. He should have been put to death long ago before he was allowed to live out his life sentence and die in prison in 1991 in his own sick environment of hell. But about 50 years ago, something else happened. A black family moved on our block on Luella Avenue, and within 6 months, nearly 95% of all the white families in that neighborhood in Chicago on the southeast side sold their homes at a dramatic property value loss rather than live in the same neighborhood with black people. It was called white flight. White families spoke courageously during the day about how people should not run from blacks. They were good people, and the fright was driven by the intense news media fear-mongering and also by realtors. But in the middle of the night, those same people packed up and fled. I wrote about it all in my online book, Midnight Flight, which is on my website, themediaoasis.com. check it out. What bothers me today is that back then, after a mass murderer, Richard Speck, viciously slaughtered 8 young women, no one ran. We didn't lock our doors. There was no flight to the suburbs. Yet 2 years later, one black family with a disabled daughter who roamed the streets in a wheelchair unattended moved into the neighborhood and everybody ran. Maybe that's a problem we really need to better understand. I'm Ray Hanania and this is my column podcast. Visit rayhanania.com online for more information.
This has been the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.